The post-match interview.
But pressing matters are what's happening at the Cats. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, we go inside the Hoops huddle and we're with Heath Buck, who's speaking with midfield assistant coach Matty Knights.
Yeah, we're also talking to an ex-Tiger champ.
Yes.
And he knows what it's like to play for the Tigers in front of a huge crowd and how intimidating this crowd can be, Matthew. And obviously want to get off to a really good start like you did last week and just try and take a little bit of the crowd out of it.
Yeah, they're going to be pretty raucous early, but I think our guys are sort of have an expectation that'll be the case, and having played sort of 160 or 70 games here myself, it's a great stadium when, you know, it's full and, you know, you've got two Melbourne teams and, you know, Melbourne and Geelong team, so it's going to be very tribal. And, you know, I think you would rather play a prelim final here by the length of the straight rather than anywhere else in Australia. So it's great to be here, and it's, yeah, it's going to be game on.
The path you've taken has been a little bit difficult. I mean, obviously losing that first final. We spoke off air before that it's maybe a positive for this group to get that other game under your belt.
Yeah, well, I can't speak on behalf of Richmond, but I think for our club and our team, we tend to play better off consecutive games. So we had the week off, obviously into Collingwood, didn't get the result we're after, played better last week. So, you know, I'm expecting a really strong performance tonight from the players and the team. And, you know, as I said, it's Richmond have been in hot form, but, you know, two great teams going at it.
Nido, thanks for joining us. Kingy in the K-Rock box. Chuck Berry, Mark Neal, Sean Higgins, Benny Cass and Pete Ryan. I'm guessing as the midfield coach, you would have been pushing for Lachie Henderson to come into the side so that 1P Dangerfield spent the majority of his night somewhere between the arcs.
Yeah, well, both. I mean, we always wrestle with that as a match committee, you know, when you've got someone like Pat that can play dual positions quite effectively. I'm always saying, well, let's have a look at it early. And then, you know, I'm thinking Pat will definitely spend his time forward tonight. There will be periods of the game where he is in our front half, and that's going to be good for us, we believe. But the reality is he's such a brilliant midfielder and great at stoppages. So we're always wrestling with that, Kingy, but I think you'll see a bit of both tonight.
Can we read into Mark Blitzarv, well, Henderson coming in, that Mark Blitzarv is probably going to spend some time on a wing again, and he's more likely going to be your backup ruckman, that Asava will spend the majority of his night forward?
Yeah, well, they've picked two ruckmen with Soldo and Nankervis. They've gone with the same model as the last two or three weeks, which is sort of different to a Richmond model of a couple of years ago. So I think maybe on the back of the Collingwood prelim last year, where sort of Grundy and Cox are quite dominant, they've gone with the double ruck. So we're going to have to share that between the three boys we've got. I don't think we'll have a specific plan, because if Asava's going really well in the front half, it's sometimes difficult to take him away from there. So as coaching group, we've got to sort of read it on the run a little bit with. You can have fluid, you can have some planning, but you've got to be quite fluid with it. Particularly with Blitzarv, he gives us that fluidness and that flexibility.
Nida, it's Chuck. I said before about a jigsaw puzzle. No matter how hard you would have tried a match committee, there's no Hawkins piece in there.
Yep.
So you've got to put a piece that fits best. Would it be fair to say, and we were talking up here before about maybe it makes you a little more unpredictable and there's different options to go with rather than having, and no one wants to not have Tommy out there, but a bit more unpredictable.
Yeah, well, we can't replace Tom because he's quite a unique player, but what it does do with the Henderson playing, it does give you flexibility with a number of players, whether that's Paddy, you know, whether that's Taylor, whether that's Tui, and Henderson himself. Henderson can be, obviously, is a great defender in his own right also. So the flexibility tonight for us is there, and we're going to have to capitalise that on different parts of the game and in different stages of the night. With only Riewoldt and Lynch, and then they go with the sort of the five traditional smalls.
Yep.
That's sort of, we've got to keep a close eye on that as well.
Just back to the area, last one for me, and I'll hand over to the boys in the back row, where you'll be looking closely tonight in that centre square and at the first bounce, etc. Dusty's the obvious one, but I thought that Cam Guthrie was outstanding last week and no doubt would have brought a smile to your face. He played a role on Dusty, my memory tells me, until he got injured a few years back in a final. Can Geelong fans driving up the road expect to see Guthrie run a little bit with Dusty?
Yeah, no doubt at times. I thought Guth played one of his most consistent games for the club last week, and I thought his attacking stuff, his disposal, his willingness to run through the lines was brilliant, and also defensively, he closes space as good as anyone in our team. So he's not a biggest name in our midfield, but he's an integral part, and as you said, you guys talk about the jigsaw, you've got to have different components in every part of the ground, and Guth brings something a little bit different to our other boys.
Prestige Jayco bringing us the pre-game interview with Geelong assistant coach Matthew Knights. He's Mark Neal on K-Rock Footy.
Good luck tonight, Nido.
Thank you, Neal.
Mate, a lot of the talk up here and all week has been about Tom Hawkins, and we know that he's not there. Now, you did manage throughout the course of the season to finish on top of the ladder, top couple for stoppages and defence and offence, what are some areas that you legitimately think you can get at Richmond tonight that will win the game for you, other than who's going to play as your deepest forward?
Yeah, it's a great question, because you sort of look at their midfield and you look at names like Prestia, Martin, Koch and Edwards. So you think, and we've got obviously a deep midfield as well. So that's both are deep, both have enormous quality. So it's going to be a real arm wrestle, that one. I think they're going to have their times of dominance, and so will we. Probably the biggest thing for us is because we're a good ground ball team, is causing enough spillages in our front half to then let our players like Atkins and Myers and Delhouse go to work. At times, Vlosten and Grimes, they read so beautifully in the air, and Asprey, they're going to outread you at times, but you just got to somehow make the ball spill and keep it alive, and that gives the opportunity for other players to get into the game and also your defence to set up behind it. So, yeah, it's going to be that really important, those aerial jewels in our front half, Neildy, just to, one, see if we can clunk a couple, but two, I suppose, mitigate some of their strengths.
Oh, fantastic, mate. We'll be on the lookout for that. Second one from me was just, again, about the week. Again, the talk being about Tom Hawkins, and I understand your coaching group's very experienced, and I'm sure that you guys were not distracted all by that. But how did you deal with some of the younger players in trying to keep their focus on whatever it is that you want them to do, not get caught up in the, you know, is Tom Hawkins playing? Gee, what are we going to do at full forward? And all the things that have come up this year about, we're playing for the third time at the MCG and all that type of stuff. How have you managed to do that as a group?
Yeah, well, I think the main thing, Neil, is to be proactive with that. So we actually got into the club last Sunday, which we wouldn't normally, and we had a team meeting. We've done that the last two Sundays. And we spoke about the priorities of the week and about the team and what we're going after, and we also spoke about that can't let the external distractions and the Hawk suspension hanging over our heads was one of them. And I think that just eliminated pretty quickly that we're just got to be about business and we'll let circumstances take care of themselves. And then once the decision was made and Hawk was going to be out, the players just stayed in a nice rhythm and they stayed nice and calm, and still 22 men against 22 men, so that's what we are strong believers in.
Good luck tonight, Nida. Justin Martin. Who looks after him when he goes forward?
Yeah, it's going to be it's hard to know, because with Dustin, you just don't know when he's going there or how long he stays. In the Brisbane game, he went there, and because he got real hot, he stayed there for a period, and all of a sudden he's heading towards a half a dozen. So I think it'll depend on how long he's down there, particularly with Riewoldt and Lynch down there. And I think if he goes there, he usually plays deep, so it's probably going to have to be sort of players like Taylor, Koladashny, Stewart, probably the latter, the guys that have got that sort of real power to go with him, because he makes the ball spill and then on the ground he just slaughters. So, you know, we've got to make sure that doesn't happen.
Be a nervous wait for any defender with him. And do you put Joel Selwood in the middle to start the game as you did last week? Seemed to have a big impact.
Yeah, no doubt. He'll play a lot in the midfield. We've had to restructure a fair bit with Mitch going out as well. Mm. Blitz up into the midfield at times. So we've sort of had to restructure our midfield a little bit. But it was sort of probably always the plan was Joel to play a mix of wing and inside mid as the year went on. But then we knew at stages we're going to have to play him for long periods in either position. And it's just so the way it's worked out the last couple of weeks, he's played more inside, and we'll see more of that tonight. Yep.
Matthew, you look at Richmond's side and it's star-studded across every line, and you know, it's well-documented. How much of a balance is to getting negating roles and then getting offensive roles? And is that you mentioned the fluid context before. Is that something that's fluid within the game, that guys have to read the cues and know when to be defensive and know when to be offensive, and just hoping that they get it right at the right moments?
Yeah, well, I think you're spot on, because like even with players like Dustin Cochin, is that with your collective midfield, and when they come off the ground, or Dusty might go forward or Cochin might... You can't always get the one player to them, so it has to be a collective sense, like for, say, a midfield group that, you know, I'm coaching. So you've got to stay in the rhythm of the game, and then if an opposition player gets real hot, you then have to, in a coaching box scenario, we have to then discuss, well, are we going to do something about this? And then relate that to the scoreboard a little bit, or the whole, I guess, the entirety of the game, how it's going. So, for instance, if Dusty's getting a heap of ball, but we're holding sway in the game, we might hold that for a bit longer. So it's just staying in that rhythm as a coaching group, and not to make sort of rash decisions real quickly without thinking about it, and that's what we've got to continue to do tonight.
No, I'd appreciate your time so close to games. I've got one serious and one light one to finish.
Yeah.
Obviously, Vlosten and Basher off half-back. have been very, very good. We're assuming that Atkins might play somewhat of a... I thought he was sensational early last week, Atkins. Defensive role on one of those two, and that's going to be, I would imagine, a pretty important part as well to deny them clean ball off half-back.
I thought Atkins was one of our fire starters last week. Yeah. I thought the way he cannoned into bodies and took bodies at stoppages, I thought he was a real, real big starter for us. So he's going to have to play hard tonight. Obviously, those players are so good on counter-attack through half-back. Particularly if you turn it over around that 50 to 70 metre area, they really then go.
Yep.
So we've got to make sure that we're moving the ball quickly, but you know, not giving them opportunities to sort of counter-attack through the middle.
Now, light-hearted one nighter, I spoke to you a couple of months ago and I said the daughter was heading up to Mildura for a netball tournament. Well, that day has come. She's gone today.
Has she?
I've got to head up tomorrow. Am I more chance to get a drink card at the Carlisle Club if I drop Matthew Knight's or Nathan Bauer's name? What's the best bet to get that $50 drink card?
Well, if you want some time on the dance floor, you just drop Bauer's name because he had me covered on the dance floor, but I knew a few more bounces. So,
I'm going with Knights.
Yeah, drop my name.
All right, good luck, mate.
Knighter, we always appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy and we wish you, obviously, the very, very best of luck tonight.
Good luck with the daughter's netball.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much for that. Matthew Knights joining us thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell and HMC Flooring.
The post-match interview.